Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on with Shin Daddy today in Creighton, Bill?
Shin Daddy has, through some creative purchasing, has got four 1972... Remember the green, back in me and Steve's day, everyone had like a green oven and refrigerator. That was a big thing. So he got four,
a lot of those.
He's got a 1972, four of them, Sears ovens. And they're set up in there because they're doing oven lunch. Oven lunch. He got 44 boxes of old school fish sticks.
Oh!
He's got old school fish sticks. Remember him, Steve, about this big?
Ooh.
The fish stick was a staple for me and Steve.
It was.
And so he's
with macaroni. Macaroni.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, fish sticks. So he's got 44 boxes of those. Then he's got another 400 Swanson's TV dinners in foil. They're not that they're in foil, 100. And you peel back the area where the cobbler was.
Whoa.
Remember when you got it out? It was in the whole thing was in foil, Jake.
Salisbury steak.
Yeah, it's Salisbury steak, and then the area of the peach cobbler or the legit apple crisp, but that you peeled back the foil
you
for
did.
That area, and it takes about it's a solid 50-60 minutes in the oven. It takes forever.
It did take.
Oh,
forever.
It takes forever to cook it.
It did.
Yeah, but it's also it's oven meals. They got it's old school fish sticks and Swanson's TV dinners with the foil.
It's
peeling back for the cobbler.
It's comfort food with the election coming up.
Yes, true? It is. Yeah. Election protection.
Here we go.
Election protection.
That was even written down, Sip. Yeah. It came to his head right there.
Yeah. You would have stopped by my desk and said, election protection.
And then went back to talk to Keith Mann.
Yes, I talked to Keith Mann.
What an idea.
Yeah, so he's got four ovens set up, right? Imagine walking in and having those ovens going with the mitt, pulling them out and checking all the stuff. Oh,
have some salt shakers and pepper shakers around. You need that.
So, but he's already got, he's going to start them up early. So lunch will be ready by 10:44.
Ooh, early lunch today.
All the way through 1:44.
So if you want a long lunch.
Yeah, so have your time there. And Tamara will be there with iced tea.
And an apron.
An apron, yes. Because she likes to be in the kitchen.
There you go.
So that's what's going on
today. Midwest Bank.
That is a good idea.
Yes. And remember, I just couldn't imagine this. Remember, fish sticks were so common.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone had, there was always a box in the freezer of fish sticks.
My mom always paired it with macaroni.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that same as macaroni?
Yeah, I don't know what what's this macaroni?
What's macaroni?
Macaroni.
Macaroni.
Yeah,
macaroni.
Graham, macaroni.
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 It's a solid one.
But yeah, that is a day. Yeah. Gosh, that's a lot. I mean, he's got the power outlets, obviously. That's the one thing I'm in my mind right now. You got to find power outlets for all those ovens.
Yes.
But don't worry about Shin Daddy.
He's got it. Yeah, that's what you're worried about?
Yeah.
Think he can't put in a 220 real quick? 220, 221.
How dare you?
Whatever it takes.
Shin Daddy here at Midwest
Bank. It wasn't any criticism.
Can you see him walking by with one of those belts on, with a tool belt on?
I got
running that. Wires and like that. Off those big spools, running wires in.
10:44 to 1:44.
Yes.
There we go. What Midwest Bank. I did some research yesterday. Had a little time.
Had some
research. Thinking about how rough, we know November has been a rough month for Nebraska for
the games you remember are in November.
That's what Bill Callahan used to say.
That's pretty much a common phrase in football.
Well,
yes.
My research showed me this because we all know Nebraska has not made a bowl game since 2016. So I looked at every year since then. November records from 2017 through last year. Again, UCLA is the first game in November this year. Since 2017, Nebraska football in the month of November has been 5-22. I repeat, in the month of November. Since 2017, Nebraska is 5-22 year by year. 2017, 0-4.
Okay.
2018, 2-2.
There you
got
go.
Frost.
There we go. Making first a comeback.
Year. Frosty.
2019, 1-3.
Setback.
2020, 1-3.
Okay, that staying was the COVID same. Season that began October 24.
Correct.
But still, so, November's November.
2021, 0-3. 2022, 1-3. The win, of course, against Iowa. Big win.
Ooh,
shout out okay. to Bill. And then 2023, 0-4 last year, which combines for 5-22 since 2017 in the month of November. That is painful.
It's a lot of bleak Novembers, and that explains the bowl streak, right?
It does.
The bowl-less
bowl-less streak.
The bowl-less streak. So now...
Well, and we talk about, again, UCLA on paper is not, it's not a must win because you still have three games to go to get to a bowl game. But because of these stats, because of the record in November and how it has gone, it feels like an absolute must win to change the tide of this month. It has been a painful month mm-hmm. for 7 years for Nebraska football. Now, the whole 7 years has been rough in general, but the last month of the season has been horrible. It has been putrid. For Nebraska.
Yeah, and they do have a great chance to change that narrative because as we've established many times now, all these games, I mean, they could go 4-0.
Did you look at the losses? Like how many were to ranked teams? Did you actually select the
look at I can look it up real quick.
No, that's a lot. Never, don't worry about that. I just wondered how many of them were egregious losses through those whatever 6-7 years compared to ones that were like, you know, very winnable games.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, 2017, let's go back to that one. That's the first year. That's when Mike Riley got fired, of course. They lost to Penn State in November. That was a 56-44 game. It was not that close. They scored a bunch of late touchdowns to make that look better on the scoreboard.
Nebraska did, yeah.
That same month, they lost to a bad Minnesota team, unranked 54-21. That was Demry Croft, who was running all over Nebraska.
He looked like Gale Sayers.
That was bad. And then he did. He was the quarterback. He looked even good.
Yeah.
And they closed against Iowa, who was unranked, and lost 56-14 in Lincoln. That's what got, you know, Riley was fired after the game.
It wasn't just one game that got him fired.
I know.
It was a lot of games that got him
fired. In 2018, I was trying to load up here quick. I don't know for sure.
That's when they beat Michigan State 9-6 in the snow.
That was an unranked Michigan State team.
Yeah, that was regarded
I
as
remember,
a big win.
I have no idea where I was coaching at. I remember watching that. That game was... horrendous
snow.
I mean, it was like just to get. It was like eight first downs in the entire game.
It was brutal.
Like, yeah,
you know who the quarterback for Michigan State was? Jake, pull the name.
Was that Rocky Lombardi?
Yes, that was Northern Illinois.
Didn't end well for him in Northern Illinois.
No. That was 2018.
Yeah. he played last year.
I know.
And just so you know, he wasn't a true freshman that year. Right. He was not a true freshman.
And it was the same guy, too. Yeah. It's not a different not guy different named Rocky guy. Lombardi.
Was it Rocky 2? Was it Rocky 2?
2018 is the only year they actually played pretty much every game good in November. Again, they went 2-2, but they lost to Ohio State, which was ranked 8th, 36-31. That was a good game. And they lost at Iowa, 31-28. And they beat Michigan State, beat Illinois. So that was a good month. That was the only time we've really seen a good, respectable November.
What year was that?
That was 2018.
Oh. Okay.
2019, you ask again, who they play that was ranked? So they lose in November in 2019 to two ranked teams, Wisconsin, 37-21, and then they lost to Iowa.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Right. 2021
wasn't horrifyingly bad because it was... They lost to Ohio State at home. Bill might remember. Oh, you've mentioned this game. 2021, it was 26-17. Ohio State lost, and Nebraska played pretty well. Then they lost to
Didn't they kick a field goal late to kind of make it that night? If Nebraska could have got a stop, would have got the ball back.
Yes.
They kicked a field goal to kind of end it. They kind of got a late drive and kicked it.
This was 2021. Yes, it's 2021. That's exactly right, Bill. They lost at Wisconsin. Jake, remember?
I was there.
They had a last gasp pass.
Yes, Martinez.
Yeah. They lost 35-28. It wasn't horrible. You know, this was when we are in the throes of the "see Nebraska's close" discussion, right?
The greatest 3-9 team ever assembled.
Yeah,
that was the conversation.
And then they lost at home to number 16 Iowa,
28-21.
Yeah, again. Well, see, we're close. It was always that they're close. Which, you know, they were close, but
2020 again in 2022, the year that beat Iowa. They had the loss to Michigan. Michigan was really good, 34-3. That was a tough team. But you lose to Minnesota 2013, and you lose to Wisconsin, the game you led the whole game, 15-14. So that was they didn't play terrible. That was a rough loss. It was hard because they led the whole game to like the last 10 seconds or 20 seconds. But the point is that they've had some bad losses, and they've had some really close, painful losses. But it's 5-22.
That's amazing.
Since 2017.
That record tells a lot. It tells a story, a lot of the story. God dang it. And I like it because it does set up this November. This November shouldn't be that way. It should be at worst 2-2. It should be at worst 2-2.
Is there any chance? So it goes UCLA, Wisconsin, right?
No,
USC.
After the
Wisconsin,
bye week.
Yeah. So there's really no chance of breaking the streak versus a ranked team.
No, they won't have a ranked team the rest of the way.
There won't be a ranked team.
USC has no chance of being ranked. No. Wisconsin won't be ranked. Maybe Iowa won't be ranked.
Iowa keeps.
I don't think so.
Iowa could be, but I doubt it.
Potentially could be a 25th or something. Maybe we plan that could potentially happen. So there's an interesting dynamic, and trust me when I say this, I'll make it very clear from the start that this is not like, oh yeah, so he's going to have him. This is going to be a big deal. But there's an interesting dynamic from UCLA as far as someone being like, hey, I know what it's like to play there. I know how important it is. And that's their offensive coordinator in Bieniemy. So Bieniemy has played in big games in this stadium. He's played in big games in this stadium. So he'll be able to kind of paint a picture of what it's like for his team to be able to play. It's still the team that plays. There's nothing else to that. I mean, it's not like, oh, it's going to be that's the difference in the game. It's going to be that because he's played for Colorado in big games here. No, that's not it. But he will be able to paint a picture. It's always nice when you have people on your staff that have been there, but that have been to places. You've seen it. It's like, hey, when you go there, you can paint a picture for it. You know, the stuff to be able to do, it always helps a little bit. When someone can be like, hey, you know, tell them about what it's like. Tell them about what it's like when you go there. Tell them this situation. What's the locker room like? It's like, you go to Iowa. Hey, it's small. It's pink. It's this, it's that.
Is it still that way, by the way?
Still pink, yeah. Yeah, it's still pink. It's actually kind of fun. That's the one thing I thought, this is not trying to like bragging, but luckily I've played there 3 times and won every time. So Iowa's like a phenomenal place for me. We're at Wisconsin. We played them twice at Iowa. Back-to-back years. So they flipped them. We had to play them back-to-back years.
Really?
Had to go there and play them, and we beat them both years. It's a fun place to win. So when Nebraska wins there this year, which I'd be shocked if they didn't, it's a fun place
would be
to win.
I would be not shocked if they didn't.
That's like the optimism, like the belief.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they can win, but I won't be shocked if they lose. What's the series
has it gone well?
I think you're going to know really early in this game against UCLA what type of game is. I think you're going to see UCLA kind of asleep at the wheel or completely dialed in. I don't think it's going to be kind of they kind of banging around. I don't know. I think you're going to be able to tell pretty early on what they're like. I think you're going to have a pretty invested team coming in here in UCLA. They went on the road. They beat Rutgers. And they really, the game should have been handily won. They kind of let Rutgers back in it. They did it with a turnover. Like they could have just ran the ball, used clock, kicked the field goal to go up by 10. They kind of jacked around with what they were doing. But that's a tough game to fly from L.A. out to Piscataway and play. And so that's an interesting thing. They've had it, but how much better did they get during their bye week? You know, what they do?
That's the question.
That's the question. And or are they healthy?
Did they get better?
And are they really invested team to see who plays? Because you see it all the time. Not everyone plays the same all the time. They just don't.
A quick peek. Now, this is early. A quick peek ahead to the weather in November. Because weird. The high is 60, which is fine, but there's rain forecasted on Saturday in Lincoln. Both teams don't run the ball that well. Nebraska ran the ball well against Ohio State. They have not ran the ball well this year. UCLA does not run the football. Mm-mm. They don't. They refuse to run the football. If it's a rainy game, it's going to be a very interesting picture in Lincoln, if it does stay with that forecast.
The hard part defensively against UCLA is they don't run an offense, they run plays. And that's okay. I mean, that's just... Bieniemy is very much a, you know, he's through the, you know, being with Andy Reid so long, he will have a bunch of plays that he likes. He will have different sets and different plays. It's not just like some teams you go, hey, they're going to line up, they're going to run inside outside zone, they're going to run this, they're going to do this, this is what they're going to do, this is the complimentary off of it, da 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 da, all done it right. They have plays, and so they're going to have some things, they're going to have some plays dialed up that are just something new and unique. They will have several plays that you'll say, see that on film? No, they've never done that before.
The quarterback runs it.
That'll happen.
Ethan Garber.
Yeah, the quarterback will run it a little bit. And that's something to watch. But, man, you should hold them to 9. Yeah. 7.
Just put up 35 points at Rutgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ohio State was averaging like 40-something.
That's true.
So, but, you know, I'm with Sip. It should be.
Hold them to 9.
It should be a 30-something to 9 game.
Yeah, Rutgers' defense has just gone south. What happened to Rutgers?
Yeah, they
started off 4-0.
Caved in.
They've lost 4 straight.
Yeah. They caved in.
The game before Nebraska played, like I said before, Washington went up and down the field on them.
Got 500-plus.
500-plus against them. Yeah. And yeah,
500.
I don't think Rutgers wins a game again. I think
they're going to go 4-8.
Okay, then
it was 8 straight to close.
Yeah,
they were 4-0.
Lose 8 straight.
What do you make of Schiano?
I don't know what you...
Herbstreit called Rutgers a dark horse college football playoff team before the season.
Who did?
Kirk Herbstreit said they're a dark horse college football playoff team.
Can't see them.
Before the season. They were 4-0. It looked pretty good at 4-0 with the win at Vautech.
The Vautech win is incredible. Right now, talk about two teams. Remember I said you don't stay the same? Rutgers. Vautech.
Upward.
I mean, they only got one loss. They can win the ACC. And think about the one loss. It's on the Hail Mary. They'd be undefeated in the conference right now with a win over the best team in Miami, and they don't because of the officials.
And now their loss to Vandy looks pretty good because Vandy was a ranked team last week.
Almost beat Texas.
I just wonder when the Big Ten officials, I don't know who that is. Like I said, when I was in the Big 12, I was always in charge of talking to whoever in charge of the Big 12 officials where I'd talk to him. And I just wonder when they're on the conference call, hey, Larry, I see that right there. Yeah, that's not the guy with the ball. The guy with the ball's over here. He's on the 37. The guy here.
The wrong guy.
That's not the guy with the ball.
Notice his hands are empty.
Doesn't have the ball. Larry, the guy over here is the guy with the ball.
He's on the ground with the ball.
Can you circle it like with the yellow thing? See, right here?
This isn't close.
This is the guy with the ball's here. The guy with the ball's here.
How are we going to spin this?
Okay. what's our plan here?
When we come back, NFL winners and losers next on Early Break.
Wow. Oh, God, Jake.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.